This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen. There is heavy security across the Pakistani capital of Islamabad today for the arrival of Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. This is her second visit in just 9 months, and that's keeping in line with an effort by the Obama administration to develop a better relationship with Pakistan, a key ally in the battle against Islamist radicalism. NPR's Jackie Northam is traveling with the secretary, and she joins us from Islamabad. And Jackie, do you have a sense of Mrs. Clinton's agenda, what she actually hopes to achieve during her two-day visit?
Well, part of the agenda is to continue a concerted process, which began about a year ago, to improve relations between Pakistan and the U.S. There still is a very deep well of distrust between the two countries, and anti-American sentiment is very high here. So there's been a full effort to convince the Pakistani government and the people that the U.S. is a long-term partner and that it won't abandon Pakistan if and when U.S. troops pull out of neighboring Afghanistan. So to that end, Clinton is expected to announce a sweeping package of U.S.-funded projects, and they'll be worth about $500 million. They'll include health and economic programs and a huge water project. The idea is these projects will build a closer relationship with Pakistan, which in turn, it's hoped, that will bring more cooperation and help on the counterterrorism front, which the U.S. really needs from Pakistan.
And that's the other key issue Secretary Clinton will discuss during her visit. Will she sit down with military and political leaders to discuss just the extent of their help in rooting out those militants from the lawless regions on the border between Pakistan and Afghanistan?
Right. Well, senior U.S. officials who are traveling with Clinton say that going after those militants in the tribal regions is really the highest priority. So there's going to be some very deep discussions on this. You know, not only are the militants launching attacks against Pakistanis on their own soil, but the networks are also launching attacks against U.S. and NATO forces in Afghanistan. So again, the U.S. really needs Pakistan's help and cooperation on this. The other thing that is expected to come up when Secretary Clinton meets with both the military and political leaders is the recent effort by Pakistan to inject itself into this fledgling peace process next door in Afghanistan. There have been some high-level meetings recently between Afghanistan and Pakistan leaders about a tentative peace plan, and the U.S. officials have been left out of some of those key meetings. So Clinton will want to make sure everyone is on the same page and also get a sense of what Pakistan's doing here. U.S. officials also said that a major subject of conversation will be the relationship between Pakistan's intelligence agency and really hardcore militant groups, some of which are affiliated with al-Qaeda. So again, some very serious conversations in the next couple of days.
Then the Secretary of State is due to head to Afghanistan for a large international donor conference. What's going to happen there? What do you expect?
Well, she'll be one of about 60 foreign delegates that will attend the donor conference. And what it really is sort of this international demonstration of commitment to Afghanistan. And again, you know, this peace process with the Taliban will be one of the central themes to the conference. Representatives of these donor nations will want to hear what Afghan President Hamid Karzai has to say about that. Karzai is also expected to ask donors for more control of the funding that's being pumped into Afghanistan. And that's about $13 billion, by the way. And, you know, and donors balked at earlier conferences over this issue. So they always say they want to see more progress on fighting corruption. But it is due to come up again.
And then Mrs. Clinton flies to Asia. Where is she going? What's she planning to do?
The next stop is she's going to go to Seoul, where she'll meet up with Defense Secretary Robert Gates, and they'll be attending yet another large forum, and this one will be centered on North Korea. Clinton and Gates are expected to announce joint U.S. South Korean naval maneuvers in the Yellow Sea and the Sea of Japan, and that's something that has raised a lot of opposition from China. And then, Leanne, her final stop is in Hanoi, where she'll attend a conference of Southeast Asian nations. So many, many countries on this trip, and most of them, though, touching on matters of national security for the U.S.
NPR's Jackie Northam is traveling with Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. She's in Islamabad. Thank you very much, Jackie.
Thank you, Leanne.